Remember, God does not have grandchildren. We need to teach our children that they can and should have a personal relationship with Christ. Amen and amen. Please join me in prayer. Holy Father God in heaven, we praise you and we thank you for this beautiful Wednesday morning. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your love, and your grace. We thank you, Lord, for the good problems that we have this morning, and lead, guide, and direct each of us in making the right decisions to do the right thing. And Holy Father God, we pray that you lead us and guide us and direct us by your Holy Spirit and by your Holy Word, and through the gifts that you've given us of discernment and insight into situations and into people. We thank you for your great mercy, your love, and your grace. And Holy Father God, we individually confess our sins, our failures, and our faults unto you. As Christians, for Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us of our sins and wash and cleanse us in the precious blood of Christ and make us to be whiter than snow on the inside. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would empty us of ourselves, our flesh and what we think. Crush and crucify our flesh and the old man within us afresh and anew. This morning, help us to die to self. Fill us, Lord, afresh and anew this morning with the fullness, the power, the unction, and the anointing of your Holy Spirit, because we can't function without your unction as far as ministry is concerned, or anything for that matter. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would deliver us from temptation, sin, and evil throughout this day, for all that would do is slow us down and hinder us and even stop us. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that anybody in this family or any Christian family that has any demonic issues, demonic oppression, demonic depression, demonic activity that goes against Christ, the demonic Judas spirit of betrayal against your work, whatever it might be, Lord, I pray that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you would cast it out. Rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts from every person's mind in our family and in every Christian family across this country and around the globe. Remove the hinderer from hindering, and surround us with your protection, a band of your holy angels, a wall of your holy fire. And Lord, we pray that you'd remove the demonic attitude and spirit and sin of pride out of our hearts if we have that going on in our lives, and help us to be humble and meek. Put a guard in our hearts, our minds, our tongues, our attitudes, and our spirits that we would not sin against you throughout this day. For all that would do is slow us down and even stop us from doing your will. And so, Holy Father God, we pray for the salvation, spiritual, family, financial, material, physical, life blessings upon our family extended, our clients, our churches, our people who've gotten saved through the ministry, our people who rededicated their life through the ministry, our people who've emailed in for prayer, hear and answer their prayers, and hear and answer our prayers. And even we pray for those who heard the gospel through this ministry but did not get saved or did not respond, and or may have gotten saved and did not respond. And so, Holy Father God, lead us, guide us, and direct us throughout this day. Have us to continue to find great favor, mercy, love, and grace in your sight through your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't understand it all, but we thank you for it all. And Lord, we also pray this morning, we cast all care upon you because we know that you care for us. And Lord, I pray for my oldest daughter who has a bunch of good problems to deal with today and good decisions that need to be made, and all of them lead to a positive conclusion. And so give her wisdom, knowledge, understanding, faith, and insight to make the right decisions and to do the right things. And Lord, I pray that those who are around her would help her to make the right decisions and to support her in it. And Lord, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, bless and use every pastor in every church to see souls saved for your kingdom and your glory. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray and for his sake. Amen. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, if you would, join me in praying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Beloved, our devotional passage today is Psalm 25, 1 through 11. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed, let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me, for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. Amen, somebody, to the word of God. My sons, my daughters bought me two beautiful rings with the word of God on it for Father's Day. My sons led the way on buying me this coffee mug, best papa ever. In the words of Sarita Jakes, don't hate, celebrate. Anyway, Dr. Matthew Henry, I don't know if he was a doctor or not, but he should be, Dr. Matthew Henry in his commentary wrote in worshiping God, we must lift up our souls to Him. It is certain that none who, by a believing attendance, wait on God, and by a believing hope, wait for Him, shall be ashamed of it. The most advanced believer both needs and desires to be taught of God. Amen, somebody. It makes no difference how old you are in the Lord. You need to have a personal relationship with the Lord where He can teach you. If we sincerely desire to know our duty with resolution to do it, we may be sure that God will direct us in it. We value a promise by the character of Him that makes it. We therefore depend upon God's promises. All the paths of the Lord, that is, all His promises and all His providences, are mercy and truth. In all God's dealings, His people may see His mercy displayed and His word fulfilled. Whatever afflictions they are now exercised with. End of quote. Please join me in praying for our government leaders and others. We do this based upon the word of God found in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. The Bible reads, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. You can see in the spirit of this passage that this is a Christian thing to do. For you must understand, kings were not on the side, oftentimes, of Christians back in those days. But yet Paul, led and moved by the Holy Spirit of God, said, first of all, we need to pray for the president. First of all, we need to pray for the king. And if you're confused about it, anybody in authority. Amen, somebody. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for salvation, spiritual, family, life blessings upon President Donald Trump. We also pray these blessings upon his family. We also pray that you would give him wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and insight. And we pray these same blessings upon Vice President Mike Pence, First Lady Melania Trump, Second Lady Karen Pence, Presidential Aides, White House Medical Unit Chief Physician Ronnie L. Jackson, leaders of federal agencies, the Federal Trade Commission Chairwoman Maureen K. Olason, state governors, Rhode Island Governor Gina Raimondo, city mayors, Memphis, Tennessee Mayor Jim Strickland, U.S. Senators and Representatives, Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell, police chiefs across the country, Columbus, Ohio Police Chief Kimberly Jacobs, sheriffs across the country, Dallas County, Texas, Sheriff Lupe Valdez, and we pray for salvation, spiritual, family, life blessings upon these people. We pray that you would rebuke and bind the devil and his demons and his hosts from them, protect their lives, and we pray that you would use them as your ministers to continue to protect thousands upon thousands of folk. And then when there are emergencies, that is intensified. And so we pray for their protection and leadership. And Holy Father God, we pray for all law enforcement officials. We thank you for these angels, these guardian angels. We thank you for these ministers of protection. And again, Lord, I thank you so much for the police officers and the sheriff deputies in my county and in my city. They have done a bang-up job for your glory and your praise in protecting the citizens here. And Lord, we pray also for the leaders of nations around the world. Pray for Belgium's King Philip and Prime Minister Charles Michael. And we pray that we pray for salvation, spiritual, family life blessings upon them. Lord, save the souls of these people. Have your Holy Spirit to not give them rest in their palaces and in their palatial dwellings. Lord, have your Holy Spirit to hound them and to convict them of their sins and to open their blinded eyes and to truly save them. We also pray today for church leadership. In the way the church goes, the way the world is going to go. And we pray for the leaders of the Progressive National Baptist Convention, General Secretary Timothy T. Bodie. And we pray that you would lead God and direct them in the way that you'll have them to go. And Holy Father God, we pray for regarding current events around the world. Some very sad, as you know better than we do. We pray for the remaining members of the Christian Stockdale family band whose three family members were killed. Families, we also pray that you would comfort them as only you can in this impossible situation. And we pray for the families of 11 children and two adults in Indiana church van crash. Lord, we pray that you would be with them as only you can, and through it all, we pray that more souls would be saved and more lives would be changed. We pray also for the resolution of the conflict in Central African Republic, where over 3,300 people have been killed since last August. We pray for the families of one person killed and 10 wounded in the latest London terror attack, and we pray that you would comfort the families involved, heal the persons involved, and we pray for the families of 7 sailors killed in a strange collision of a U.S. Navy vessel with a merchant ship near Japan. And Holy Father God, we pray for the families of over 60 people killed in wildfires in Portugal. I've never seen anything like it, but Lord, you know all about it. Comfort the people who are hurting there. Save those who are lost there. Heal those who are injured there. We pray for the families of 79 people killed or presumed dead in the Grenfell Tower fire in London. And we pray for safety, protection, provision, and deliverance for Syrian citizens who continue to suffer in the middle of a civil war. We pray, Lord God in heaven, for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for the Prime Minister, a David in our times, Benjamin, his last name is slipping my mind, Netanyahu. We thank you for him and his friendship with Christians and Jews around the world, and help us to continue to pray for him. He's done a fantastic job by your grace and by your might and power. He is the man that needs to be in charge, and we pray that you continue to bless Israel and all of the Jews around the world. Have them all to come to Christ and know you as Savior. And Lord, we pray for persecuted Christians around the world, and we pray for their protection, and we pray that you would comfort them and deliver them as you see fit. And if they must die, Lord, as a martyr, give them grace in their dying hour, and do the same in our lives, for our day is coming as well. In Jesus Christ's name, we continue to pray for the people who have sent in prayer requests to us. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for Adriana. Please provide her and her two children with a home, and to find a good person in their town who can help them. Bless her with a better job with more opportunities in her business. We pray for Joy. Grant her the desires of her heart regarding the professional career that you want her to have, and bless her with the assistant professor position at her university according to your will. We pray for Brittany. Give her a stronger relationship with you, for a better relationship with her mom and dad, for a better job, and to have faith for all these things to happen. We pray for Lobby. Open his eyes so he may see wondrous things from your word and hear clearly your voice. Grant him a godly wife and help him to be a godly man. Grant him grace and favor to fish out the lost souls for you. Lord, we pray for James. Please bless and prosper his gospel ministry in Kenya. We pray for Bushibi. Bless them with the Bibles for new Christians. Provide for the needs of their orphans, widows, and children in foster homes and other ministry. Lord, bless our ministry at Gospel Light Society International with over $3 million so that we can provide such things as Bibles, food, clothing, and housing for the people and the indigenous missionaries around the world who need help, just a little help. And Lord, we pray for Stanley. Heal him permanently of kidney infection. Empower him with the spirit of faith to serve you. Bless his family financially and otherwise. Help him to graduate with what he calls a first-class degree from his university. We pray for Marie. Please heal Marie, Kylie, and Dean of all infections. Give them victory through you. We pray for Denzel. Restore his father's health completely and give him a long and peaceful life. Guide Denzel in finding the right doctors. And Holy Father God, we pray for another Daniel. Provide for him. Help the government to do what is right for all people. And Holy Father God, we commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives. And now we pray for those people who have trusted you as Savior. Recently, through this ministry here at Gospel Light Society and Gospel Light House of Prayer. Holy Father God, we pray for Esbon. We pray for Vivian. We pray for Nora. We pray for O. And we pray for Sibba. And we pray for Ayaro. And we pray for Neokunde. We commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives. Help them to grow in the faith and be the Christians you want them to be. And help us to be the disciplers of the disciples that you want us to be. And Lord, we pray for people who have recommitted their lives to Jesus Christ through this ministry. We pray for Francis. We pray for Ishwar. We pray for Prosper. We pray for Tito. And we pray for Charlene, Harry, and Judith. And we commit these souls into your hands and ours. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, our devotional reading for today is titled, You Are Not an Accident, Part 4, from The Purpose-Driven Life by Dr. Rick Warren. One of the best books that I believe you ought to read with your young people, your children, your young teenagers. It will help them tremendously. This is my third reading with my children. And really is our fourth, because when we started this, we went back to the beginning so as to help you to get a part of it as well. from the beginning. Anyway, Dr. Warren says in his book, God is not haphazard. He planned it all with great precision. God planned it all with great precision. The more physicists, biologists, and other scientists learn about the universe, the better we understand how it is uniquely suited for our existence. Custom made with the exact specifications that make human life possible. He said that Dr. Michael Denton, senior research fellow in human molecular genetics at the University of Otago in New Zealand, has concluded all the evidence available in the biological sciences supports the core proposition that the cosmos is a specially designed whole with life and mankind as its fundamental goal and purpose, a whole in which, that is whole, a whole in which all facets of reality have their meaning, have their meaning and explanation in this central fact. The Bible said the same thing thousands of years earlier. God formed the earth. He did not create it to be empty, but formed it to be inhabited. Why did God do all this? Why did he bother to go to all the trouble of creating a universe for us? Because he is a God of love. This kind of love is difficult to fathom, but it's fundamentally reliable. I like that. It's fundamentally reliable. You were created as a special object of God's love. God made you so he could love you. Wow. God made you so he could love you. This is a truth to build your life on. Somebody ought to shout amen. Amen. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we thank you for your holy word. We thank you for the privilege of prayer. We thank you for your love. And we thank you for your servants who obeyed your vision for their lives, such as Brother Rick Warren, to write such a wonderful book that glorifies your name and that helps young people especially to get the right perspective on life. Thank you for your love. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, before I leave you today, my main calling in life is to evangelize. That's how I'm wired, and that is to tell you about the Lord Jesus Christ. My main calling in life is not to pastor people or to even do this devotional. This is just a part of the ministry that God has given to me. My main job is to make a beeline to the cross and to point you to Jesus for your salvation. So, beloved, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, Jesus Christ himself said in John 3:16 in the Gospel in a Nutshell, according to Curtis Hudson, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." That's a beautiful thing right there. The Bible also says in Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How about it, dear friend? Are you ready to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? For the Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Trust Christ today, and pray and ask him to save you, and I'll be glad to help you pray that prayer called the sinner's prayer. Please join me right now. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, if you want to be saved today. And I assure you that if he can save me, he can save you. Holy Father God, I recognize and I acknowledge that I am a sinner, for I have committed many sins in your sight. And I understand, according to your holy word, that if I do not trust Christ as Savior, I would go to hell when I die. So, Holy Father God, I'm praying today that you would have mercy upon me, a sinner, as I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, if you just trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior in your heart, and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, the Bible, you are now saved from sin and hell, and you're on your way to heaven. I know it's hard to get your head around it. I know it's hard to understand it. Just believe it all. You may not understand it all, but just believe it all. Welcome to the family of God, dear friend. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Until next time, my beloved, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer.